With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A judge is considering arguments challenging the appointment of an interim U.S. attorney. Former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James trying to get their cases thrown out. Barry Tucker reports.
At issue during the arguments were a contention by defense lawyers that Lindsey Halligan, the interim United States attorney who brought the cases against both of these defendants, was appointed illegally. They say that she was improperly installed by the Justice Department, and as a result, the proper remedy is that the case should be dismissed. The Justice Department disagreed and said at most it's a paperwork error and the remedy should not be a dismissal of the indictment. U.S. District Judge Cameron McGowan Curry heard arguments for more than an hour on the question of Halligan's appointment, but did not immediately rule. She said she expects to decide the matter by Thanksgiving.
The number of people diagnosed with tuberculosis worldwide rising again last year, including the United States. The global total eclipsed 2023's record number. More on the story from correspondent Rich Thomason.
About 8.3 million people across the globe were newly diagnosed with TB in 2024. The World Health Organization says not all infections are diagnosed. The new numbers represent 78% of the estimated number of actual new cases. Globally, the number of deaths caused by TB fell last year. Tuberculosis cases in the U.S. continue to rise, reaching the highest level in more than a dozen years. Rich Thomason reporting.
Well, doctors say there's a new frontier in treating autoimmune diseases. Today's treatments tamp down the friendly fire, but don't fix what's causing it. Now, scientists are testing ways to reprogram patients' out-of-whack immune systems, including with a cancer treatment called CAR-T therapy. This is SRN News. Collegiate pickleball players want to observe the Sabbath.
You might have thought the sport was just for senior citizens, but young people like it too, and leagues have developed within the ranks of America's colleges, and now there's a problem. The final day of many pickleball tournaments falls on a Sunday, and Christians and some other players of faith find it's cutting into their worship time. Now 1,600 of them have signed a petition to the major pickleball governing bodies, urging them not to schedule tournaments on Sundays. Michael Harrington reporting.
U.S. Catholic bishops have elected Oklahoma City Archbishop Paul Coakley as their new president, choosing a conservative to lead President Trump's second term. Now, the vote serves as a barometer for the bishop's priorities, a pro-life advocacy. He also strictly opposes the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Blue Origin launching its huge New Glenn rocket with a pair of NASA spacecraft destined for Mars. Here's Bob Agnew.
The liftoff from Florida is only the second flight of the rocket that Jeff Bezos' company and NASA are counting on to get people and supplies to the moon. The Mars orbiters will spend a year hanging around Earth before setting off for the red planet. The rocket's inaugural test flight earlier this year reached orbit but failed to land the booster on a barge in the Atlantic. This time, Blue Origin recovered the booster on its floating platform. Bob Agnew reporting.
Visa and MasterCard proposing a settlement in their long-running legal dispute with merchants over interchange fees. The change affects the honor all cards rule, which previously required merchants to accept all Visa and MasterCard products. Merchants may now choose not to accept certain high-reward cards due to much higher fees. More details at srnnews.com.